Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Cop, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have New York City content creator Maureen Steinert. She is an NYC tour guide and a German immigrant. But above all else, she is a New Yorker, and she is also a very good friend of mine. Hey, Maureen, how are you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm just very honored and grateful and thankful that you're here with us today. And it is May right now, the month of May. And do you know what May means?
No, tell me.
May means Christmas. Christmas in New York City.
How did I not think of that?
Well, you know, we have such a, you know, amazing, wonderful audience, very international audience. I know people like to plan, and we decided that we would do a Christmas episode, and you're so knowledgeable about Christmas and everything to do, all things Christmas. You're the perfect person to talk to and help people plan with me.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Germany, which I consider Christmas capital.
Yes.
So naturally here in New York too, everything Christmas, I'm a big fan of, so.
Me too. Well, first of all, let's talk for a second, you know. Let's talk some Christmas tours. You do tours, correct? Or do you not do tours?
I do tours, so I only give tours in German.
Nice.
But I do also give some Christmas tours. So during the holiday season, I give Diker Heights tours that are typically 3 hours. We go by subway, explore Diker Heights, which is a really nice neighborhood in Brooklyn. And I also do a Christmas lights tour in Manhattan. So two different tours, but only in German.
Nice. So what is Diker Heights?
Diker Heights Christmas lights tour.
What is that?
My tour specifically?
Right. Yeah.
Or what is Diker Heights in general?
Both.
Both. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Diker Heights is basically the most decorated neighborhood in New York City that you'll ever see. You basically go down the neighborhood, which is pretty far from the city center.
Right.
It's like down in Brooklyn, it takes like an hour to get there by subway. But it's the most stunning decorations that you'll have ever seen. And it's all private houses. So it's definitely worth a trip during the holiday season. And during my tour, I take the subway with my guests and we walk around, look at the amazing decorations, take lots of photos, have some hot chocolate.
How fun.
And yeah, I mean, actually, nobody knows better about Diker Heights than you do.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's a nice little segue that we didn't plan because I also do Diker Heights Christmas Lights tour for Marco Abbiati, who has an amazing Christmas, Diker Heights Christmas Lights tour. And so during the month of December, I hop on one of the buses and talk on the microphone. We take a bus from Times Square out to Diker Heights Christmas Lights. And I tell everyone ever all things Christmas as well, which we're going to talk about today. But we also walk around for an hour Diker Heights and really enjoy it too and have a great time. So Diker Heights is spectacular. I think it's one of the most well-known now.
Not a secret anymore.
It's not a secret places to go. I mean, it's a zoo out there now.
It gets crowded.
It gets super crowded.
That's why you need a tour guide like Kelly to
and
guide
like
you around.
Yes. Yes.
How often do you do these tours in the
I do
season?
Them, you know, from the day after Thanksgiving till New Year's Eve, the day before New Year's Eve, I should say. So December 30th, you know, almost every day. And then I have a couple days off during the week because I have my own Christmas tours where I walk around. I do Christmas decorations as well.
So it's
really fun.
December is very busy for you, Kelly.
Yeah, you too. How about you?
Yeah, it's typically my most, like, the busiest month.
Yeah.
Because of the tours, because of all the events, because of all the decorations that you want to capture. So it's, yeah, December is a great
month, but
a busy month.
Yeah, a lot to do. And so that brings us to planning for Christmas now.
Yes.
You know, I think that people, that's why we're doing the Christmas episode right now, in May is because you need to start planning now because it's New York City. And people are going to start booking their hotel rooms already, or already have.
That's true.
So that's really important, too.
Yeah.
And prices, though, do go up at Christmas time, and people need to be aware about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas, without a doubt, is the most popular time to visit New York. And, of course, you know, it is stunning. It's beautiful.
Right.
But it's also crowded. And in general, I feel that you should book ahead anyway. But
I
especially for Christmas, it is going to be expensive, or even some attractions around Christmas time will be sold out the day off or even
right.
the day before. So it's time to plan now.
Right. The sooner the better. The early bird gets the worm, I hear them say.
That's true.
Yeah. Do you know that phrase in German? Do you say it in German too?
Yeah. We say the early bird catches the worm. The worm.
Maybe that's what we say. Is that what we say?
No, the early bird gets the worm.
Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah. Very similar.
Yes. That worm, that crazy worm.
But you also say two birds with a stone, which I think is cruel. We say two flies with one clap, which I guess is cruel too. Never mind.
That is something I never heard of.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
We're also on cloud 7 and you're on cloud 9.
You told me that
yeah,
recently.
I know. But so this is not a cultural podcast.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Okay. Let's go back to Christmas then. But that's really interesting. We'll do a
yeah.
different phrases podcast soon.
Yeah.
So let's start out right off the bat now with ice skating rinks.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite ice skating rink?
Ooh, that's a difficult question. So there are a lot of good ones in Manhattan. I mm-hmm. know Rockefeller obviously is one of the most famous ones.
Right.
But if I had to say which one is my favorite, I would probably say Central Park, Woman Rink.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that it is so spacious. I feel like you can actually, you know, gain some speed. You can actually, you know, ice skate around a little faster and you have more space. So I really like that. And of course, the backdrop, Central Park.
I agree.
And all the,
it's stunning.
The skyline, basically. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Well, one of my favorites as well as new, and it's Brooklyn Bridge Park, and it's called Glide at Brooklyn Bridge Park. It is so beautiful,
it
and
is.
I love how I don't even know how to word
projections.
It. They do like projections
yes.
on the base of the Brooklyn Bridge itself.
Exactly.
And it's so pretty
yeah.
and so beautiful, and then people are skating there. It's so scenic. Have you guys both seen it? Have you seen it?
I have. I was one of the first people to skate on it because my roommates.
Oh, what? Good for
yeah,
you.
My roommate's company runs Glide. And so they had a special employees event where before it opened to the public, we got to go.
The friends and family event?
Yeah.
I was there too.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I have you on my videos.
We went at the very end of it because like we were both working.
Yeah.
So we went at like the last time slot. But
was he the guy that you knocked
that
over?
Hit me? Yeah.
Yeah, no. You.
anyway, yes,
I've been. Yeah. Wow. I love it. It's so beautiful. And then they have like, you know, the hot chocolate and the warm area upstairs where you can overlook Glide.
Right.
It's so beautiful.
And you can access that even if you're not ice skating.
Right. Exactly.
So I like that a lot.
Me
that
too.
You can just, you know, enjoy the scenery, enjoy the Brooklyn Bridge, and the view is just stunning.
The views are really pretty. I also love Bryant Park. Bryant Park is a spectacular ice skating rink. I think most people love that one as
yeah.
well.
You see the Empire State Building
yeah,
like right in the middle of it all.
You can stand there and get a photo or a video of the ice skating rink, people ice skating. Like you said, the Empire State Building is really pretty.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
Technically, it's the only free ice skating rink.
That's right. That's a good point. And why is it free? How does that work?
Well, everything in Bryant Park is free. All the events in the summer, all the movies, all
right.
the Broadway shows. So admission to the ice rink is free, but you do have to pay for the rental.
Right.
So if you're coming from Europe, you're probably not bringing your own ice skates.
Right.
So you have to pay for rental, which kind of outweighs the free admission.
So you bring your own skates and it's free?
Yes. But you still have to reserve a time slot.
Oh, okay.
But, like, technically, yes, you could.
Yeah, that's I love
for
Bryant
you,
Park.
It could be worth it because yes. you are in New York.
Right. Well, my Olympic skating skills, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm really good. I will not ice skate because remember, we went roller skating together.
Yeah.
And I
broke your wrist.
I almost broke my wrist.
I know.
I'm no spring chicken anymore, everybody. Okay, so another one is Manhattan West.
True. That's that is nice. One that is still not very known, in my right. opinion. It's relatively new.
It's pretty, too.
It has a beautiful view of the Empire State Building. It's not as crowded as the mm-hmm. other ones. You're right by Hudson Yards.
Right.
I like it a lot.
It's literally out the door of Whole Foods right there in True. Hudson Yards. And there is Manhattan West. And yeah. did we mention also Brookfield Place down at the World Trade Center area? Did we already talk
no,
about
No, we
that?
Didn't. We yeah. haven't mentioned.
That's a beautiful one,
But
too.
It's also nice because you're really right nice. By the water.
You see the Statue of Liberty off the Hudson River.
Yeah, and you can look inside Brookfield Place where they have the Luminaries light show.
Oh, that's right. The Luminaries
so
light show are stunning.
It's just a really nice vibe down there.
It's really pretty. It's really nice. I think they did a great job. The Luminaries lights, the ice skating rink. And side note, they have one of my favorite food courts right there, too, in Brookfield Place. Up on the second floor.
Yeah.
I love that food court.
What's your go-to food there?
Well, they have, I think, Dos Toros. And they also have Chopped.
Yeah.
You know, so, but they have sushi. They have everything. Pizza. Have you been there, Jay?
I have, yeah.
Do you like the food court?
No, I was just reminiscing on, I went with my family, and my dad was saying that when he worked at the World Trade Center, he used to go there for lunch. And it was very different than it is. When we went to visit.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, it's so beautiful, though. I love it.
Yeah.
So for Christmas, I mean, it has everything you need. Ice skating, food, hot chocolate, views.
What's nice about it, too, is especially when it's cold outside, mm-hmm. there's a lot of seating. So even if you don't want to eat, you can just sit down, right. you know, warm up a little bit.
And you're at World Trade Center right there, too. Okay. So let's move on to holiday markets. What are your favorite holiday markets, Maureen?
I'll give it to Bryant Park.
Yes.
The Winter Village. Mm-hmm. It's just nice because you're right in Bryant Park. You have the ice skating rink right there. You have so many little, you know, food places.
So many choices. I think it's one of the biggest.
It is, yeah. Food, I think it's over 150 vendors. And it's just the nicest one, in my opinion.
I think it's one of the tops as well. I like the Columbus Circle one, too, right there at the corner of 59th Central and Central Park,
yeah.
South. Right there at Columbus Circle.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
The locations are just so great here.
They really are.
You know, you're right by Central Park. You can easily, you know, walk through Central Park, end it at the market.
Right.
Have some nice
Such
food.
A good point. How about Union Square? I like that one. I think that's one of the biggest in the country, isn't it? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. I think it's one of the biggest in the country.
So it's bigger than Bryant Park?
From what
in
I understand.
In terms of size or?
Well, I just read that it's one of the largest Christmas markets in the country. I read
yeah.
it last
oh,
year.
That's so nice. Yeah.
But I don't know the specifics yeah, if it's like yeah. size or vendors or yeah. things like that. So I don't
it's
really
definitely
know.
More, it's a, it seems like
seems
a smaller,
smaller
area
yes.
than Bryant Park, but maybe the vendors are more. Mm-hmm. But what's really nice is the view, the bird's eye view mm-hmm. of the market, which you can have if you go to the surrounding stores. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. If you go up into Burlington Coat Factory.
Exactly. If you go up there without yeah. even buying anything, you yeah. have such a nice view of the market.
It's like an aerial view.
Yeah, it is.
You're about 7 or 8 floors up. You go to yeah. Burlington Coat Factory and go way to the top and you go through the coats or wherever
right,
section
right,
you're
right,
in
yeah.
and you go to the window. Do you know what we're talking about, Jay?
Yeah.
You go to the very top yeah. floor and you look through the windows and you overlook all of Union Square. And then you also get the Empire State Building and all the skyscrapers right there in your mm-hmm. photo and view. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
They did a great job with that one.
So if anyone's yeah. going to Union Square...
Union Square.
For the holiday season, definitely also go to Burlington and enjoy the view.
I completely agree. Another one that I like too, I have two more personally, is Grand Central Terminal. Mm-hmm. They do a nice little
yeah.
Christmas show as well, or Christmas market, I should
yeah.
say.
It's a little different,
right.
but it's nice. Yeah.
It's nice.
I always feel like it's more like a flea market or like,
yeah.
you know, there's not that much food compared right. to the others, but like it's just, I mean, it's in Grand Central, like you can't have
it's
a nicer
classic.
Location.
And it has that Christmas feel to
yeah.
it, so which is really, really nice.
Yeah. And what they had last year, I don't know if they're going to do it again this year, is when you buy something there, you can get it wrapped for free.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And the wrapping paper was my favorite part. It was basically the mural from the ceiling of the Grand Central, of the terminal.
The constellation?
Yes. So that was the wrapping paper. And I was just like, I just want the wrapping paper.
That's pretty cool.
So like, if you buy something there, check it. They probably will advertise it. But last year, they basically offered free wrapping if you showed your receipt.
That's nice. And that really beautiful constellation.
It's so beautiful. Like,
that's such a great idea.
Yeah. And it's like so New York.
Yeah.
You know, and like even the wrapping paper, I still have that.
That's very cool. And now I want to go buy something. I'm going to buy and get something wrapped and never unwrap
yeah,
it.
I know.
Well, one more I feel is down in the Dumbo area at, mm-hmm. It's at the Time Out Market and the first floor. They started this last year, a kind of a tiny little like Empire yeah. Christmas market.
By the Empire stores?
Yeah, by the Empire
where
stores.
Where the Heart is now?
Right, the Heart. Yeah, exactly. But across from the carousel. And I just noticed it last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was pretty cool. It's very, it's smaller, but it's, you know, Dumbo is such a popular area to go to. You have the carousel, the Brooklyn Bridge, obviously, all that. And now they have the little Christmas market.
Well, let me ask you then. Do they sell food there? Because we have Time Out Market right there. So is it
food
or is it more
like
souvenir?
It was more, I saw like clothing and jewelry.
Okay, okay. That makes more sense. Because if they had food, it would be.
Because it's outside of a Time Out food court market. Time Out Market, which is one of the best food courts in the city, too.
We were there just 2 days ago.
We were. It's cold, remember?
It was very cold.
Wait, so Kelly, Noreen, what kind of stuff do you buy at these Christmas shops? Like, what are the vendors selling? What kind of.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I buy Christmas ornaments for your Christmas tree. They sell jewelry too. They sell candy, chocolates. They sell I'm thinking of right now. Bryant Park is what's in my mind, and they sell, leather bags, leather purses. They sell. I mean, I've seen a whole plethora of different types of things there. It's like a big department store, but it's all these little vendor kiosks. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does.
What would you say, Maureen?
So last year, I only bought stuff at the Grand Central Fair because I wanted to get stuff wrapped. And I bought more like New York tchotchkes, like souvenirs, so that I could then do giveaways.
Right.
So I bought this beautiful necklace that had like the crown of the Statue of Liberty.
Nice.
In it. It was really, really nice. And then some, you know, tree ornaments, basically like a Metro card.
Oh, that's nice.
Or like a yellow cap. Yeah. So I'm very like New York in everything I do. So like I don't really like shopping, so I don't buy bags or anything for me. I just like to buy New York stuff that I can then send to people that are not here.
That's a good point. They do that too, like at Bryant Park I'm thinking of too.
Yeah, they have t-shirts.
They have all New York stuff too. Right. So, but you know, I think that's what caught my eye was these other types of items because I didn't expect to see
artisanal.
Those. Right, and so artisanal, exactly. But it's really a lot of really cool things there. Clothing, I should say, you know?
They even have like soaps.
Yeah.
Like all these little things.
Candles.
Yeah.
Soaps,
you can really browse.
I mean, there's a lot. I think almost everything is at market.
Yeah.
Is at the markets.
I'd say so. I think they always do a good job of also showing a lot of variety. Obviously, they don't want to have people that are just selling bags.
Right.
So there's a lot of variety.
That's a really good question.
Yeah, whether you want to buy souvenirs or just something for yourself or regular use. Find it.
Yep.
Or even Christmas gifts. If you're going to the Christmas market,
right.
I finish up my Christmas shopping at the Union Square Market this year and rounded out some gifts for people.
Yep.
Maple syrup.
There you go.
It was a great gift. That was a hit. Some soap from, I don't want to say who, but we got soap for friends and family. And it was a good time.
Yeah.
You're going to give a plug to that.
I don't remember who.
Yeah. You said no. I was like, oh yeah, that's funny though. Yeah. They have everything. I think everything you need. You can go to the Christmas market, like Bryant Park and Union Square. They're the largest, I think.
And what's nice about the markets too, is because of their locations in such iconic places, Central Park, Grand Central, Bryant Park, it's easy to see all of them when you're here for Christmas because you'll be in Central Park anyway, probably. You'll be in Bryant Park anyway. Mm-hmm. So you really get to see the different markets and, you know.
And what they have to offer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So now what about the light shows? We have some nice light shows in the city.
That's true. The biggest one, of course, Saks Fifth Avenue, right across from Rockefeller Center.
And do you know the timing of the light show at Saks Fifth Avenue in general, so people can know?
It starts around sundown, and it's every 10 minutes. Am I correct, Kelly?
I think so. That sounds about right.
if you ask me in December, I'll know for sure. But right. Now it's May.
It starts around 4 p.m. ish.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's not quite dark yet when right. It starts. It's still like a little.
And then, like you said, I think it's every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I love the light shows on Sax. I always, no matter what the theme, it's always beautiful every single right. year. I think this is the first year it wasn't Christmassy. It
Correct.
Was more like an ad for Christian Dior.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a horoscope type clock on right. the front of Saks Fifth Avenue with all these flowers and
yeah.
everything. But it was truly beautiful.
I agree. I know that all opinions were a little split. Usually we have this, you know, castle and it's very Christmassy. It's Christmas
right.
music.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very Christmassy. And last year was the first year where it felt festive, but not really Christmassy.
Yeah, it was
which
different.
Some people loved and some right. people didn't. I think it's great. I mean, it's free. You can watch it. It's amazing. It's huge. You know, what's not to love about it? And it's kind of nice, actually, that they do change it up every year. Because
right.
if it was always the same, yes, I understand it's a tradition and it's nice. But, like, you know, especially here in New York, we get bored easily. We like when things are, like, fresh. So I'm excited to see what it'll be this year.
I thought it was beautiful.
I agree.
I saw the horoscope calendar zodiac thing in the front of Saks.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was Christmas because it was before Thanksgiving, too. They were
yeah.
putting it up. I
thought it had some flowers in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was for Christmas. But then
yeah.
when I saw that it was, and when the lighting happened and the show was so beautiful on the front of Saks, I was really impressed.
I think it was gorgeous. Just standing there, you know, it's dark, it's Christmas time, it's like accompanied by music,
mm-hmm.
it's so bright. It's amazing.
Another one, too, is Columbus Circle.
Columbus Circle, yes. Holidays Under the Stars.
Right. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So they have these, how many are there?
Oh, boy. I don't know. That's a good question. I never counted them.
I think it's 14.
Well,
but
I was going to say
I'll check it
50,
later and then
like
I'll regret saying
20,
it.
I don't know.
Yeah. So giant stars hanging from the ceiling. They light up beautifully. They mm-hmm. change colors. But every hour on the clock, do you say that? On
yeah.
the dot, on the clock?
Sure.
There's a light
two
show.
Flies, one swat.
There is a light show also accompanied by music. So it's always worth it if you're there at like 5:30, you know, wait 30 minutes and see the whole light show.
It's a beautiful light show. You know what else they do? Is they do
Broadway Under the Stars.
Broadway
I love it.
Under the Stars. Tell
yes.
us about that too.
Yes. So typically it's a couple of weeks on Thursdays
right.
if they don't change it from like end of November through December. And there's like at 6 p.m. or so, there's a free Broadway performance literally in the shop.
I've sat by a couple of them and
yeah.
watched them. It's incredible.
You just have to get there early. But even if you don't get there early, you can still hear it.
And it's free.
It's free.
Free, free, free.
And it's the actual Broadway stars.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I just happened to stumble upon it. And as I said to this lady, I'm like, what are these people standing here for? And they said, it's Broadway Under the Stars. And sure enough,
yeah.
just a few minutes later, and I was blown away how amazing they were because they were real Broadway stars,
right,
too.
Right. It's an hour performance.
Believe. Super cool.
And as we just talked about, you know, Christmas being such an expensive time in New York, too, so much free stuff.
There is
like
a lot of free
Broadway
stuff.
Performance for free. That's pretty incredible.
It really
Only
is.
Only in New York.
I completely agree. And we talked about the Illuminaries at Brookfield Place earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the light shows.
Yeah.
So those are beautiful down at World Trade Center again,
yeah.
down at the ice skating room.
They're like in
about.
The Winter Garden. It's a really beautiful location and like similar to Holidays Under the Star, I would say. You know, like very colorful, synced to music.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful to
those
see.
Those are classic. Every year we see them every year
yeah.
too.
They don't really change.
They
though,
don't.
Do they?
I think it's a staple. I think it's
mm-hmm.
very classic and I think you can count on them being there every single year. And
yeah.
And I like to watch them change color and it's really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but I think last year they did make it interactive where you could
oh, they
change
did.
The colors, right? That was
yes.
like new. So like they still had the traditional look and the traditional music and the traditional show, but they made it interactive. So
right.
like they added something to it, which is great. So like I think when you're there, just try to explore, you know, there'll be signs saying what you can do. I unfortunately didn't try it, but I think with your, you know, with your emotions, you could have like changed
right.
colors.
Yeah, I think I saw that too.
And that's kind of cool.
It is pretty cool. So tell us about the Brooklyn and the Bronx Botanical Gardens. They have light shows too, per
yes.
se, right?
Yes.
We went to one together, didn't we?
We went to
Brooklyn.
The Brooklyn Botanic
yeah.
Garden together.
They're
to,
really cool.
To, what's the name?
The Brooklyn Botanical Garden?
Yeah, what's the name in the of the... walk that we did.
Oh, I don't remember. You ditched me, remember? I was like,
I did not.
Totally kidding.
No, but of course, you know, in the winter, botanical gardens, you know, a lot of people would not visit. So to make it worth it, they put on these, I just had the name, I thought, I don't. Okay. These magical walks.
Right.
Lit up, where you can just basically do a night walk. That's pretty magical.
It was magical. It is worth the lights are spectacular.
I was so surprised.
Like, I did the Brooklyn one, not the Bronx one. Did you do both?
Yeah, we both. Yeah. No, I only did the Brooklyn one too.
But
I remember going there and being like, oh, this is probably going to be nice.
Right.
And then I was like, wow, this was incredible.
Remember that a whole field.
Whole field
of lights right
yes.
there.
Yes.
Which is really cool. Which takes me to real quick. You know the field of lights they have on the east side now?
I have not been yet. But
they're
I
beautiful.
Know.
Yep. I can't believe I haven't been. It's really cool.
Yeah. But somebody didn't take me.
I don't think they're there anymore. I'm just kidding. But they're there for a full year.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they'll be for Christmas. Be there for Christmas.
I actually didn't know they were going to be there for the whole
yeah,
year.
Yeah. So they're and they're free.
Yeah.
So
you just have to reserve in advance.
Yeah. The Field of Lights, they're called.
Yeah.
On the east side, and they're incredible. Jay, you know what we're talking about?
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
There's this whole on the east side of Manhattan. There's this whole area of land that was kind of unused.
It's right by the UN.
Yeah, it's right next. Yeah,
that's and, where they propose
right.
a casino.
Just a couple streets in a sense south.
Yeah.
But it's a I don't know how many acres it is, but it's huge and it's stunning. The lights are beautiful.
I assume you have to really dress warm though because
outside. Yeah, it's very cold.
Yeah.
And I really recommend it at Christmas time. It's free. You have to sign up early for those too because it sells out earlier.
Yeah. Even now, I mean, I think the tickets get released like once a month or so and they sell out well. They get booked immediately.
Right. Well, now let's move on to some Christmas decorations in New York City. And which ones do you recommend? And I'll tell you the ones I recommend.
Oh, well, the most decorations are, I would say, located on 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue.
Correct.
6th Avenue, I think I love the most because you have Radio City, which has this beautiful tree. Then right across from it, you have the red ornaments, which are just iconic at this point.
Right.
So I really love these two. I would say really great photo ops. You can even get the ornaments and Radio City in one photo together.
I agree.
Which is like the photo. Mm-hmm.
And the candy canes.
Candy canes.
Did you mention the candy canes?
I did not. I wanted you to mention them.
Oh.
But they, I think they only popped up like 2020, 2021,
yeah, they're
right?
Pretty, they're a little
they're
bit
relatively
newer.
New.
I love those candy canes.
They're cute. They're like, they make for the perfect like holiday card.
Exactly. And you know what? People, this is, see, they have these, what's kind of like these big pieces of candy made into a chair.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
And
like
so people sit in this chair and they put their back to the restaurant with the candy canes, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So people have the people who are taking the photo have their back to Radio City Music Hall and they're taking pictures of people sitting in the chair with the restaurant behind them. And I always walk up and grab them. Yeah. I'm like, no.
This is not how this
get
works.
Over here. I'm like, you need to stand behind the candy canes with your back to the restaurant, facing Radio City Music Hall with your subjects.
Right.
Standing there with Radio City Music Hall behind it. It's a beautiful, classic shot. Actually, on the Diker Heights Christmas Lights bus tour, I always say that.
I
tell people specifically where to stand and how to get that photo.
You should make like a little tutorial video as a reminder.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I will.
No,
this is how
helpful.
You do it.
This is helpful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're new and you haven't seen them, you obviously just try to take a photo and you don't know all the angles like Kelly Pop does.
Well, you want to get the best, most iconic photos and you don't want your back. You don't want to be sitting there with just a blank wall behind you.
That's
people
true.
Eating in a restaurant.
Yeah.
You want Radio City Music Hall.
But generally, I mean, there are so many beautiful decorations. No matter how you take the photo, it's going to turn out nice.
True.
I feel like almost 6th Avenue is like a little photo walk too.
6th Avenue
so
is a beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
So 51st, starting at 51st, I guess we have the giant nutcrackers or toy soldiers. Are they the same thing? Are nutcrackers and toy soldiers the same thing?
By the UBS, yeah.
What'd
the
you say?
UBS building?
Oh, yeah. Like you're getting all computer technical here. I don't know what you're saying. So at 51st is the toy soldiers.
Yeah.
Then at 50th is the candy canes.
Yeah. Then we have the ornaments.
49th is the huge red ornaments in the 6th Avenue fountain.
Correct.
So you want to get people standing in front of the red ornaments with the fountains behind them, with the Radio City Music Hall behind them. That's another one. And then 48th would be the huge I think it's only been a couple years there, that really tall Christmas tree. It's fake though, but it has, and it's really beautiful though. And it has, it's like at the very bottom, carved out at the bottom, it's kind of like an archway where 5-10 people can stand in that tree. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
And I think it's, have you seen it, Jay? This beautiful tree?
No.
It's really cool.
And it has like gold, silver.
Yeah, it's a huge tree, and it's a beautiful photo.
Very classy.
I love it. It's brand new. It took the place of the Christmas lights, like the
right, that's what it did. Yeah.
And then the next,
but it's bigger now.
Yes,
so,
big. It's really cool, and it's I think it's a beautiful photo op as well as it always is on Sixth Avenue. And then the next block down, 47th, is that
Fox News tree,
and that's actually. Well, I'll talk about, I'll get back to the tree lightings. We'll discuss the tree lightings in just a second. But then you go to Fifth Avenue, and do you have any more Christmas lights on Fifth Avenue that you can think of?
Fifth Avenue typically has decorations. They change sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know, like, in the last couple of years, you know how they had, like, a snowman and, like, a big mailbox. And then...
Correct.
Did I say last year? I meant the year before. Last year, they had the trees that were scented.
Oh, it was amazing. I was walking down Fifth Avenue... And I was like, how does everything smell so good?
Everything smells
so beautiful.
Good. Yeah. You're like, wait, am I still in New York?
Yeah. And it was exactly. Yeah. And they had scents coming out of the.
Yeah, literally little tubes. And you could see the steam or whatever you call it coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
I didn't know about it until I actually saw it and experienced it.
Oh, really?
Which I think I like. Because if I had seen it online and then you know it's coming.
Right.
Not as much of an effect, but like I was like, I loved it.
Yeah, I saw it was funny because I was walking up Fifth Avenue. I'm like, it smells so good.
Yeah.
Why? What's going on?
Yeah. So obviously an advertisement for a fragrance, but very nice.
Yeah.
Very unique. Like never seen that before.
It's pretty smart. That's a good one.
So we'll see what it is.
Yeah. Sixth Avenue is the place to be for the classic Christmas lights that decorations that we love to see.
Yeah. And it does get pretty crowded. So if you want to go there early in the day, you probably get better pictures than you do after 4 o'clock.
It gets busy.
Because 4 o'clock, that's when it gets dark typically.
Yeah, it starts getting dark at 4:30.
And yeah, it can get really, really wild, especially the closer we get to Christmas.
Yeah. it gets crazy packed.
Packed in terms of you cannot move walk.
I mean, Christmas week, it was shoulder to shoulder. You couldn't even move.
Yeah.
No, it's, pretty crazy. And it's good, but it's crazy. So let's talk about. Let's do some tree lightings. You want to talk about tree lightings?
I mean, these are the biggest events.
Yeah,
probably,
let's talk about tree lightings because I know that people want to hear about that too. So, what is obviously I'm going to know which one's your favorite, but so let's build up to it. So, what tree lightings? You start out with one that you like.
I like the one in Madison Square Park a lot.
Yep.
It is a very small tree compared to the others. It's pretty plain. Madison Square Park is a little smaller, but it is so classic.
Yep.
And also, it's the place of the first tree lighting ceremony ever. Like, it's actually older than Rockefeller Center.
Right.
It started in 1912, I think.
I was just going to ask you, like, what? Look at you.
Yeah. So, I think that's just really nice to know that this is where it all started. This is a really long tradition. And it's a small tree. It feels a little bit more intimate.
It is.
So I really like that. And I think it gets like overlooked a lot. I'm a fan of the tree.
No, I like
it too. I'm a supporter.
That's a good one. Well, one that I really like too is Washington Square Park. Mm. And I think it's the 101st this year, the 101st year of doing this tree. And I think it's a beautiful tree. I love how it's perfectly centered underneath the Washington Square Arch. And then you can see in the distance if you're standing in the park looking north, you see the arch, you see the Christmas tree, and in addition, you see the Empire State Building in the photo or video or view.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Or if you're on the other side of the arch,
there you go. You go on the other side and see the arch, the tree, and one
World
Trade in the distance.
Did you go to the tree lighting ceremony there?
I did this year. It was the 100th. I think.
Yeah, 100.
Was it the 100th tree lighting?
I didn't go, so I don't know. Was it very crowded?
It wasn't. It was very calm too. It wasn't like some crazy. It was busy, but it wasn't. I was expected to see shoulder to shoulder, but I had plenty of room. It was crazy. Yeah.
And was it just the lighting? Was there any performance or
they
speech?
Actually had Caroline there too. They had singers. It was really cool.
Nice.
Well, Caroline is singers, I guess. But yeah, they had, and this it was really fun. It was kind of funny because they said, you know, they did the countdown, 3, 2, 1, and then they had a delay. And
right.
The tree did it right.
It's always funny.
It was like a delayed 2 seconds. And then you could hear people start to giggle a little. And then it went on. And I was like, yay. But they also do caroling on the 24th at Washington Square Park.
I didn't
at the
know
tree
that.
As well. Yeah.
Did you go there to see
well,
it?
Well, I sing so good, so well. I didn't want to embarrass people, so I stayed home.
Yeah. Maybe this year they'll hire you.
Well, you know.
But just like for visitors, right?
I always say I sing so good, people don't recognize the song because I sing so good. Better than the original. Yeah. But what are you
going to say? So let's say, I don't know what time the tree lighting is exactly, but let's say it was 6 o'clock. What time would you get there to get a spot? Because again, usually things get crowded, right?
So at Washington Square Park?
How early were you there to
It was dark. I don't remember. Maybe an hour before the lighting pops.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Compared to other tree lightings.
Oh, I don't know which one you're talking about. Those are the great tree lightings. Can I bring up another? I'm going to bring up another one. Wall Street.
Wall Street.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's like the 101st this year, too. It's very close.
You say that about everything now.
No. Well, I know that... Washington Square Park and
actually, yeah, I think now that
and
you
Wall
say
Street
it,
are,
I do remember
are very
that.
Close because I think it's the 100th this year for Wall Street. Anyway, it's very close, 100th or 101st.
Yeah,
and same with Washington Square Park.
It just looks so big because it's, you know, right by Wall Street where like all the buildings are so close to each other. It's like this canyon of skyscrapers.
Right, perfectly
and then you
said.
Have this giant tree there. It's different. I love it. And I think last year was actually taller than the Rockefeller Center tree.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. By like 1 foot
it was an
or
awesome
so.
Tree.
But it's an amazing tree.
I love that whole area at Christmas. You know, the New York Stock Exchange is decorated so beautifully with the lights on it too. The tree's so beautifully decorated. They also have some greenery kind of on the view that looks up to Trinity Church right there. It's just such a classy, beautiful space
it
in
is.
General. And at Christmas time, it's just so much more. I think that it's just a beautiful spot.
And
Christmas.
In my opinion, I don't think it's that crowded compared
it's
to
not.
Other areas. Like downtown, like Midtown is just crazy because everything is there. The decorations, the windows, the trees, everything. And then downtown, it's more spread out.
Right.
So I do feel that whenever I go to Wall Street, it's not that crowded, which I enjoy. So it's a good tree to visit.
Yeah.
And also hopefully the Federal Hall will not be under construction anymore because then you can go up the stairs.
And you get a higher view.
And you get a beautiful view.
That's where I took probably one of my top 10 favorite photos ever, is standing up there with all the beautiful, they had the snowflake illuminations on the buildings too.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so pretty. And it's one of my favorite photos.
Yeah.
I actually was invited for the ringing of the bell Christmas Eve a few years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. A few of us
who were
in the New York City on Instagram photography book.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, so...
Did you go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. It was really cool.
You said you were invited, so I wasn't sure if you
Yeah, okay. I went. I mean, we didn't ring the bell ourselves. Christy Brinkley and a couple other people rang it, but we were right there with them, so to speak,
That's
to
amazing.
The side. And then we were there for the tree lighting. It was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
I loved
it.
Yeah, it's really cool. So what other ones do you have? Do you have any others before we get to the main one?
Right around the corner is the Seaport.
Yeah, Seaport's really
tree.
Nice.
It's relatively small, but such a nice area. You know, you have like all these cobblestones, you have the old buildings, and then you have a Christmas tree. It's very cute, I think. The tree lighting ceremony, I actually haven't gone.
I haven't either.
Which hopefully this year I'll make it.
I want you to, yeah.
And
it's so close to Wall Street. It's walking distance.
Exactly.
It's in the same area, just so people know. It's on the East River right there. So if you're Wall Street, you just walk down to the East River.
Yeah.
And then there would be, you know, Seaport, which is in with the Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Seaport's really nice now. I like how they redid it. I think they did a beautiful job.
Yeah.
You can
easily go from Wall Street to the Seaport. And then there's the Watermark right there and Pier 17.
Yeah.
Which always have like some winter wonderland theme going on with decorations and views of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Very Christmassy.
Yeah. So like, there's a lot.
There is. It's
a
beautiful
lot of
area.
Options.
There is. There really is. Well, for me too, in addition now, Central Park has an awesome tree lighting up at the Harlem Mirror at 110th Street and 5th Avenue. And then they also have the...
Are these the three on the water?
Yeah, they do a flotilla.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. They do a Christmas
so
lighting.
Unique.
It's really cool right up there at where Harlem starts.
Yeah.
And I love it. I've been to the celebration. It's so fun, too. They make it like a community event.
Yeah.
It's really great. I love it. But in addition, now they do a tree lighting at the Tavern on the Green.
Yeah.
Because I was invited this year for the Tavern on the Green. But it was coincide. There's so many tree lightings that some coincide with others. And that's what
that
makes
is
me
tricky.
Sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh no, I'm going to miss this one. And I really wanted to do Tavern on the Green because it was the first, I think, lighting, but it coincided with something else.
Yeah.
Another tree
lighting. Yeah. I think that happened a little
bit. So two awesome tree
lightings. Yeah. I think for me, it happened with the Bryant Park Christmas tree lighting, and then they had the rehearsals for the Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony. So like they were both on the
same
day, and I tried both, and I didn't make
it. Tough. Do you remember at Bryant Park? We didn't talk about Bryant Park, did we yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, but anyway, so I think we're almost there. We're almost there. So do you have any other? I have a couple more trees. Do you have any more trees before we get to the top two?
No, go ahead. You
well,
tell them.
I really like the Plaza Hotel, but it doesn't have a lighting.
True.
I take that back.
But it's nice to just take a peek.
Yeah. So in addition, these aren't lightings, but the Plaza Hotel is a beautiful setup for Christmas trees. But they kind of close it off to the public right before Christmas, towards Christmas, because it gets so busy. It's for guests.
Oh, really?
Only. Yeah, they close it off.
I thought get they early. Just limit the time.
No, they stop it altogether, from what I'm aware. Yeah. And then also the Peninsula Hotel at 5th Avenue and 55th Street. One of my favorite places to go. And they have a beautiful Christmas tree, and the whole hotel lobby and up in the on the second floor is decorated too. And they give away free candy to kids.
What? Oh.
Yes. So all you have to do, I think it's between 2 and 4 or something like that. However, they do give free candy away.
Aww.
So I always tell everybody on the bus, go to the Peninsula Hotel and get your free candy, kids. You know, because, and I tell, you know, because the parents love it too, because their kids get to like celebrate Christmas in their own way. It's really cool. So
and
it's a beautiful, and everybody, did I say Peninsula right?
Yes.
I said Peninsula. The Peninsula Hotel is probably hands down the nicest people that work there I've ever met. Every time I go in there, any day of the week, any day of the year, they're hello, open the doors. They're so kind. I've never met such a friendly staff in my life.
So even when you go in and you have a camera on you because you're there to take pictures, they are
I do
totally
live
cool
videos to show people how awesome it is. I say how nice they are, and sure enough, every time. Without fail.
See, that's good, especially if you compare it to the Plaza Hotel, where it's a little bit more restricted, maybe, in terms of photos, videos, and visiting. So that's definitely good to know that
in the
Peninsula, you can just walk in.
The Peninsula Hotel. Seriously, can't say good enough stuff about it. Okay, so now the Lot Hotel, which is the Palace Hotel, right behind St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Right.
Probably one of my favorite trees. It's not a tree lighting either. Beautiful Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's move on to the tree lightings, the two tree lightings that we both love.
Bryant Park and Rockefeller Center.
Okay, tell us about Bryant Park.
Bryant Park. It's spectacular every single year because the lighting ceremony usually comes with an ice skating performance. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Right.
But you have to be there really early because they close it all off. And like I know last year some people tried to come, I don't know, 30 minutes before and they weren't even able to make it to the park because it was already so backed up. But like when you get a chance, go see it because the ice skating performances, they have like Olympians.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. Yep. And even, I think we even had some musicians perform too.
They did.
Yeah. So it's just a huge spectacle. And then the tree lighting, I think even last year, it comes with like two little fireworks.
Oh, it does fireworks.
Yeah.
It has fireworks. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's nice. I mean, it's different.
It's a really beautiful, I think they do a spectacular job.
Yeah.
But
and what I like about the tree, too, is the ornaments are so huge.
I know.
Rockefeller Center has, like, these LEDs, which are, like, tiny, but a lot. But then Bryant Park has, like, these giant ornaments that are just so different.
I actually put one of my own ornaments
on. No, you didn't.
I did, The person I met last
Did it, me. Like, stay there?
Yeah, it did. It did. And I grabbed it and took it home afterwards. It was still there. Can you believe
that
it?
That is amazing. Oh, that's so respectful.
I remember, too, when we were there and it was so cold. Like, because they put us on the ice skating rink, basically.
Right, we were basically standing on the ice.
Yeah.
And we were waiting there for probably 2 hours.
I just remember it was, because the ice, you know, standing next to the ice is so cold. Okay, so the best, well, I don't want to say the best, because they're all amazing, but the most worldwide known Christmas tree lighting, I would say, is
Rockefeller Center tree lighting.
It is, and it's spectacular, isn't it?
It is.
It's so amazing.
It's crazy how many people come to New York just for this moment and how much you have to sacrifice to be there in this moment.
Right.
Because it's so popular, you really have to be there in the afternoon.
And when is the lighting?
So it's always the Wednesday after Thanksgiving.
There you go, yeah.
I think Thanksgiving this year
is like the last Thursday of the month.
Yeah, so I think the Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony should be the
I think it's 5th? December 4th or 5th.
Yeah, whatever is the Wednesday.
The first Wednesday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it's late this year. Thanksgiving it is yeah. late this year. It shortens the right. Christmas season big time, too.
I agree with that. But the good news is in New York, I feel like November 1st, yeah. that's when some of the decorations already start. So November, you have a lot of decorations to see. But Thanksgiving is usually where everything switches to 110%.
Right. Well, that Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is just so, so beautiful. Did you know that there's more than 50,000 multicolored LED lights that wrap around the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree? And it's topped with a three-dimensional Swarovski star that weighs 900 pounds and sparkles with 3 million crystals.
So hard to imagine how heavy this thing
I
is,
know.
Right?
I can't lift it.
Yeah. And I think it's incredible, too, yeah. that every step in the process is a spectacle, right? People come to Rockefeller Center to see the tree arrive, to see the star raise.
Right.
See the lighting. Like, every really, little thing yeah. is worth seeing.
Yes. I mean, that tree is documented from the moment yeah. it is chosen.
Right, right, right.
You know, and this last year, it was 80 foot tall, and it was 43 feet in diameter, and it weighed 12 tons. I think it was from Binghamton in up in upstate New York, if I'm not in
Binghamton.
Am I saying it wrong? Binghamton? Yeah. So, thanks. but yeah, it was one of the biggest I've seen. It was a beauty, too. What makes me kind of laugh, too, because what they do is they bring the tree in and they wrap it beautifully and because it's delicate and make mm-hmm. sure it's perfect.
I know so, what you're going to say.
I know. The tree gets here in New York. And everybody says how bad the tree
right.
looks.
Every year. They're
every
like, so
single
ugly.
Year. You know, I mean, it just got off a two-day yeah. trip all tied up. And they have to, you know,
they have to loosen the branches
right.
and, like, get
yeah.
everything
And it's
sorted.
Always beautiful. I mean, every year, yeah. they're not going to let the Rockefeller Center tree look like it's missing half of
no,
its
No, it
side.
Always looks good. I mean, yeah. the first impression, you know, it's when you just, roll out yeah. of bed, that's how you look too. You know, you got to yeah. get ready for the
no,
day.
I don't. But yeah, it's so, I mean, without fail, we could expect, here comes the comments.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, it yeah. looks terrible. It looks like this. It's like, just give it a moment, people. It's going to take yeah. 2 seconds. And they also bring in filler branches just in case.
Oh, how about that?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't
Yeah, they bring in extra branches
yeah.
to make sure that if just in case there's any, you know, spaces that aren't yeah. filled up perfectly, they can fill them in. So they do have filler
that's,
branches.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned the negative comments, maybe we should also say that the wood later on gets donated
oh,
to Habitat
please tell
to
everybody.
Humanity.
Yes, exactly. Say that again.
Yeah. So the wood after the tree comes down gets donated to Habitat for Humanity.
It does.
So like it's, you know, because a lot of comments are usually like, you killed a tree.
yes.
you hate nature.
Right.
But it gets
why don't they get an artificial
into...
tree every year? Or why don't they plant a tree there? Could you imagine planting a tree at Rockefeller Center with the root system and what it just wouldn't work.
Right.
You know?
Right. So it's yeah. you know, it's a nice tree, it's a nice thing. But yeah, if you do want to see the lighting ceremony, it is really, really hard to see it in person.
Right.
Because you have to get there so early to right. reserve it's, a spot. And it's yeah. cold. Like last year it was so cold. So
it was
now people stood there for like
yeah.
5, 6, 7 hours in the cold to wait for that one moment. And just in case you're planning to visit, a lot of the performances are recorded before the actual
right,
lighting
the, yeah,
ceremony.
Yeah, the week prior, yeah.
And even if you're there first row, you will not get to see any performances that are live that day yeah. because you're so far away from it and it's all on the ice rink, which is like down below. So like, don't go there with the expectation you get to see all the right. performances. Because then you'll be really
That's such a good point. One last thing I want you to bring up
yeah.
or talk about. How did the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree celebration start? Do you know?
You probably know better than I just know the Italians did it in 1933.
Well, it was during the Depression it started. In 1931, some construction workers building Rockefeller Center put up just this old or this tiny little tree and put like tin cans on it. And, you know, and maybe paper rolls, I don't know specific, but I know they put tin cans and things like that. And there's this little tiny tree, and it was in the middle of the Depression, and they put this little tree up just to bring up morale.
Right.
And that's what started the tradition
that's
of the
amazing.
Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. Isn't that amazing? Well, it started in 1931, and then 2 years later, in 1933, the first formal
right.
Rockefeller Center tree lighting ceremony was held, and that tree sported 700 lights. But I just thought
crazy.
That was fascinating.
Yeah.
And now it's a century later, and it's a time-honored tradition.
Yeah. And to see, like, evolution from this little tree with the cans on it to now what it is.
Yeah.
Even my parents-in-law, they keep saying how, like, when they were younger, they would just, like, go into the city, go to the tree lighting ceremony, and go back home. Like, today, that's not possible.
Right.
You need to have a ticket to some event, or you need to be there so early. So, like, it's huge.
It's a really... I'm so grateful to be able to see it now every year, you know, with you.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know? But, yeah, so I think we covered most of the Christmas information that will help people plan their trips, if possible. What do you think?
I'd say so.
Do you have anything you want to add, Maureen?
Trees, markets, ice rings, decorations. Definitely the most important stuff that you have to see during Christmas time.
Right.
But here's something I always say to my guests. You cannot see everything.
Right.
New York has so much to offer by itself. And around Christmas time, it like doubles. And you will not be able to see everything. So don't try to rush and see everything. Just take your time and enjoy, you know, a couple of things. Because it's just, it can be overwhelming. So like just enjoy. That's the most important thing.
Well, I have one more thing to add that I think everybody must see that we did not discuss, that we forgot.
Uh-oh.
It was the Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes.
Oh my goodness. How could we?
Oh my gosh. I saw it for the first time 2 years ago. It is everything and more that I couldn't even explain. It was incredible.
Yeah. What was your favorite part? Or
the toy soldiers.
Yeah, that's my favorite part,
It was the coolest. And just the lights and everything and the characters. It was truly spectacular.
Even just the venue and how they now, so it used to be like very traditional and now like even the whole theater becomes part of the show, like the projections. And
it's incredible.
Drones.
You been there, Jay?
I've been not since I was very young.
Yeah.
So like I don't remember, but.
It's so, I love it. I absolutely love it. I was enthralled the entire show and it's funny. Some of it's amazing.
And there's a lot of variety,
too. There's a lot of variety. I think everybody, and it's shorter than I expected. I was so engrossed in it, I guess, that time flew. But I felt like it was a shorter show than I expected.
Yeah.
But anyway, definitely. Well,
yeah, the spectacular.
It just went so fast. You know,
I
needed more is what I mean. Need more Christmas Spectacular Rockettes.
And they have like up to 5 performances a day, which is insane. And they do get sold out. So
can you imagine that the Rockettes just
rocking?
They're rocking it.
Yeah. It's incredible.
What a rigorous schedule they have.
I'm like, when I see shows like that, I'm nervous for the performance because I'm like, wow, this is so, you know, this is high pressure.
Yeah.
But it's perfect. It's just everything's
perfect.
Imagine
if you stub your toe or something. You
know? Definitely recommend seeing that show.
Yeah, definitely see it. Well, thank you, Maureen. This was really fun.
Thank you, Kelly.
You agreed to hop aboard today's podcast and talk about Christmas and spend some time with us.
I hope it was really helpful to some of your listeners. And of course, they can always ask more questions. But hopefully it inspired them to look into, getting your trip sorted.
It did. Well, thank you. Before we let you go, though, Maureen, we here at the New Yorkers podcast want to know why you, Maureen Steinert, are a New Yorker?
Oh, that's a good question. I know that sometimes there are like videos out there that say like, when are you truly a New Yorker? And then they're like, if you've lived here for 10 years, which I don't really agree with. I don't think it's about time. I think it's just, you know, once you really start to feel like you know the city inside out and you feel like the city's become part of you, you know, like I feel like that's the moment. I don't think it's like 10 years or 5 years. I think it's just like you feel it. You know, you're just like, I love the city and it's mine. You know, it's like my home.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. Because like you've been here for like 10 years. You celebrated
11. 10.
Well, you celebrated 10 years last year, right?
Yeah.
We did the billboard.
Thanks to you and the billboard.
But I'm saying
you and Megan. Thank you.
You were a New Yorker before that.
Right. Yeah. You're
that
true.
Wasn't like the year you became a New Yorker.
That's how I felt. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's more like an intrinsical thing. I hope I use it right.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's a great answer. I completely agree. Thank you for joining us today, Maureen, for this week's episode of the New Yorkers podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on your social media?
Yeah, you can find me at Sincerely Maureen on social media. Or if you speak German, you can also find me at NYC Liebe, which is my German channel.
Once again, I am your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Cop across all my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorkers podcast, and you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers podcast.
Thank you, Yolanda, Della, and Deborah Menzies, for your kind words on the last episode. And also, Derek Bello, who listens to the show every week as well. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Cindy Hendren, Sheila Gordon, and Vicky Worley-Lee for your comments on Facebook.
Have a lovely day, and we will see you next Sunday.
Goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.